You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, hope you're having a great day. Welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School, episode 11. This week we're talking about purpose alignment. And, you know, so today I want to talk to you about something that naturally begins to happen after a deep healing and awakening journey. And that's purpose alignment. Because once you begin healing and once you start reconnecting with yourself and once your intuition becomes clearer, something shifts. You begin to realize the life you're living may no longer fully align. The version of you that was surviving is changing, and something deeper inside of you is asking to be expressed. Awakening is not just about healing your past, but about becoming aligned with who you truly are. Purpose alignment is not just about finding a job or having a business or knowing even exactly what your future looks like. Purpose alignment is living the way that feels true to your soul. It's when your values, your energy, your choices, and your direction begin to align with who you truly are. And often this happens gradually, not all at once. One of the biggest things that people experience during spiritual awakening is outgrowing those outdated versions of themselves. You may notice things like relationships shifting, priorities changing, jobs that no longer feel aligned, needing that more peace in your life, and just craving authenticity and, feeling disconnected from really who you used to be. All of this can feel really, really scary because sometimes the older version of you felt familiar, even if it wasn't truly aligned to who you are. You know, that healing changes what you're willing to tolerate too. And as your nervous system heals, your self-worth grows, and your intuition strengthens, you naturally begin to choose differently. I think people often put a lot of pressure on themselves to find their purpose. But purpose is not always a huge mission. Sometimes purpose is about the way, you know, how you support others, the way you live, energy you bring, the truth you embody, and healing that you pass forward. Purpose is less about proving yourself and more about expressing who you truly are and embodying that really authentic part of yourself. And often your purpose grows through your healing. I remember there was a time in my life, and for a long, long time, I felt disconnected from myself. I struggled emotionally and didn't fully understand who I was. But through the healing, a spiritual awakening, and reconnecting with myself, I slowly began aligning to what truly meant meaningful to me. And now helping others through their awakening journey feels really deeply aligned to my soul. So you may begin trusting yourself more, needing less external validation, craving peace over chaos, feeling more sensitive to environments, or even feeling pulled towards more meaningful work. And even though this can feel uncomfortable at times, it's actually a sign of growth. Alignment often requires releasing what no longer fits. So how do you begin to align more deeply with yourself? First, ask yourself what generally feels true to you now. Not what others expect, not what looks good, and not what feels safe, but what actually feels aligned. Second, notice your energy. Your body often knows before your mind does. So pay attention to things like expansion, heaviness, excitement, exhaustion, and peace. Third, stop forcing. Alignment is not forced. You do not need to rush your purpose. The path becomes clearer the more connected you become to yourself. And finally, follow what feels meaningful. Even small steps matter. Purpose unfolds through action, awareness, trust, and experience. This is why this work comes in at week 11 of my 12-week Awaken and Eat program and comes before your final tarot reflection week. Because you first reconnect with yourself and then you receive reflection and guidance on the next chapter of your life. So if you take anything from today, let it be this. You do not need to have your whole life figured out right now. Purpose is not something you need to force. It's something you slowly reconnect with as you heal, awaken, and become more of yourself. And the more aligned you become with who you truly are, the more peace, clarity, and meaning you begin to feel within your life. Remember, you are not lost and you're becoming, and that is a beautiful thing. And if you'd like any more information on my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program, please go to my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Okay, let's see who we've got as our caller today. All righty. Sherry. Hey, Sherry, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm awesome, thank you. Just a general reading today, Sherry?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So, Michigan.
Yes.
Beautiful. So, let's see what we've got here popping out for you. An exciting career opportunity. A lucrative contract. So what's happening at work at the moment?
I do home health care.
Okay. Is this something you've just got into?
No, I've been doing it for 20 years.
Okay. So is there opportunity for growth in your apartment?
Pardon?
An opportunity. I feel like there's opportunity coming through for you, though, for work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You thought about buying a new home or moving?
No.
Okay. All right. The next card that's popped out is the Ten of Fire. It's saying working too hard or too many hours, the need to bring balance into your life.
That's probably true. I do work a lot.
Yeah, okay. They're saying let others help you. Don't be taking it. I feel like you take everything on yourself. Make sure you're delegating, if that makes sense.
Right.
Okay. My next card, the Three of Air that's popped out, is saying that great sadness will heal with time. Is this mum or dad that you've lost?
Both.
Okay, so it's because I couldn't quite pick up on one or the other, so that makes sense. Okay, they're saying personal growth that comes from challenges. And your other message that's coming through was saying being there for those in need, which I feel like that's your job.
What was that?
It's saying being there for others in need.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Comes to your job. Have you got a man in your life at the moment? Because I feel like there's one coming in for you.
Nope, I haven't had one in quite a while.
You know what? Because I pulled. So I've got the One of Water, a beautiful new emotional experience, a romantic relationship or deep friendship.
Okay, that would be nice.
Yeah, it's so it's saying social invitations or events. So I feel like that's where you could meet this person because the Knight of Water's popped out with it, romantic, flirtatious, being swept off your feet, situations or topics that make your heart flutter. Yeah. And then the One of Water's popped out with it as well. Yeah, the One of Water's popped out as well. So it's saying a beautiful new emotional experience, a romantic relationship, new emotional experiences, a romantic encounter. So there's someone coming in for you, I feel.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, be open to it. The other card that's popped out with it is the Seven of Water, saying stop procrastinating or overanalyzing. Is that something you do a lot?
No. Sometimes.
Okay. Yep. Also saying get clarity on what you desire and move on. Are you meditating at all? Like, I feel like you're quite psychic yourself, because this one of the Page of Water and the One of Water has popped out. It's saying psychic abilities, awakening your psychic abilities and spiritual insights. Yeah. Well, we've all got it. Like,
yeah,
I'm not getting my special.
I do meditate sometimes.
Okay, great. You're like, what are you doing outside of work, though? What are you doing for you?
Well, nothing. I work and go home.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's what Spirit wants you to be looking at, and that is meditation parts.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like you need to be asking and looking at something that you can do that's more fulfilling just for you, whether that's taking up a hobby or finding something that you're passionate about and really put some time into that. I feel like you'll get a lot out of that, if that makes sense.
It does.
Okay. You know what? The first card I pulled out was about an exciting career opportunity, a lucrative contract. The Emperor's come out just now saying accept a leadership offer or a leadership role. I really feel like that could be something coming up for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The next card that popped out was the Six of Air, and it's saying the end of challenging times. Things are looking up. A welcome relief. Finding your way to a peaceful place. The end of depression or an illness.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay. Have you thought about traveling as well?
Yeah.
Okay. They're saying do it.
I like to
do
travel.
Do it. Yep. Perfect. The relocation cards popped up again for you as well. So, don't dismiss that either, but down the end of the year.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, the relocation has come up again for yourself?
Oh.
Yeah, so don't be surprised if that pops up. I'm feeling like at the end of the year, early next year.
Oh, wow, I've been in the same place for 15 years.
Okay, yeah, no, maybe it's time for a change.
Right.
Okay, the next one that popped out is the Five of Fire. Five of Fire is saying, walk away from drama unless the situation is really worth your time. Is that someone to do with family, maybe? I feel like that's work. I feel like it's family. Okay, yeah, great.
Yes.
So pick and choose your battles with that one. I feel like they've got blinkers on and they are not willing to see anything apart from their way, if that makes sense. Okay, the next card that's popping out is, do you feel like you see things as black and white? No. You still there? Hello? Jerry?
Yes, my phone cut off for some reason.
Oh, okay. You're right, Dan. All good. Okay. So just that last one was with walking away from the drama, that family person. I feel they've really got their blinkers on. They're not willing to really see themselves as being an issue, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. So pick and choose your battles with that one.
Right.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Okay, so my youngest son has got in some trouble, and he's going to court in a couple months. Can you tell me how you feel that like that's going to turn out?
Yep, sure. Okay, let's pull some cards. Oops, a couple coming out. We'll see what they've got to say. Okay, nothing has come out about that as yet, but I just want to read you the cards that have come up and I'll ask for more information about your son. So the Page of Airs come up and it's an exciting intellectual challenge. This is the person you're going to meet. The opportunity for new happiness, a weight off your shoulders. Okay. The weight off your shoulders is about your son. That's going to end positively. Okay, I'm getting clarification with my pendulum too. So the weight off your shoulders is about your son. There's going to be a positive result there.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yep. And it's saying a melodramatic reaction. So when he goes to court and he's either he's not charged or whatever the case may be, he's going to really break down. And I feel like this is a very big turning point for him. To make some changes in his life, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Awesome.
I'm good at
it. Is there an addiction there for him? Has he got an addiction?
Yes.
Does he have an addiction?
Right in the nose.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So he's really going to, I feel like he's got some trauma work or some inner child work or something that he needs to work on. That will help him through because he's self-soothing himself, if that makes sense.
He's doing what?
He's self-soothing himself. So he's whatever he's taking, he's doing it to take away the bad feeling. So he needs to address that.
Self-medicating.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, yep. So I feel like he's really going to look at that. Not until after court date, though. I think he'll still be taking the drugs up until court date. But once he gets off, okay.
Oh, good. I'm gonna stay there.
That's okay. Yeah. No. Okay. Okay. So the next card that came out is. Insights that come from meditation, exactly what we were talking about earlier. Your spirit team really want you to be sitting and talk to your mum and dad, ask them for help, ask them to help your son.
Right. I've been thinking about, contacting somebody that does mediumship. I'd really like to hear what they have to say.
Look, I'd be more than happy to do that for you. Definitely go to my website and book a call and, I'd be more than happy to do that and bring mum and dad through for you.
Okay.
So also on this card, the one that says the insights from meditation are saying the need to rest or take a vacation. So they're really honing in on that vacation again.
Good.
They're saying mental exhaustion and get more sleep.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Last two cards have popped up because we're getting close to time.
Right.
What have we got? This transformation card's coming through for you. And I feel like that's the whole spiritual transformation you're going through. You're probably not quite sure what's going on, but I feel like you're in your awakening period. You're in the middle of releasing some very old belief systems, if that makes sense.
Makes them what?
Makes sense to you, yep.
Okay.
And the Sun card has come out, a time of great joy and success, and I feel like this is around your son. saying plans that work out perfectly.
Oh, okay.
And gratitude to the divine. So just making sure that gratitude just brings in more beautiful things for us. So when we're thankful for what we've already got, more of that good comes in. So just, I feel like spirit just wants you to, before you go to bed at night or when you first wake up in the morning, just be thankful, even if it's for the small things. You know what I mean? Anything that you've got to be thankful for,
express
that too.
I do that a lot. I say I'm grateful for having this and having that and having this.
Excellent. Yeah. Perfect. But I really feel like the anxiety and the stress that's coming from your son will be relieved, if that makes sense for you. Like there is relief coming. Okay. This card, the Five of Waters, is saying look for hidden blessings.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yep. And the Six of Fires just popped out saying victory. So this is victory for your son.
Oh, okay.
Yep. The Four of Water saying magical opportunity. And I feel like that's two opportunities coming through for you. That's the job, the leadership role, and this new man that's coming in for you. You know, we are in the year of the one, the year of the horse, and fresh starts, new beginnings. I feel this is for you, and this is for your son as well.
Oh, okay.
The last card that come out is the beautiful magician, reminding you that you are the creator of your reality. What you're focusing on, what you're thinking about, and what you're putting your attention to is creating your reality. And at the moment, we've got so many beautiful things happening astrologically that, you know, use it. Use your words, use your thoughts to create the environment and the reality that you want.